Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Hey, good morning, you beautiful little love bunnies. Happy Tremendous Tuesday, and welcome to Morning Motivation with Big Papa. Hope everyone's doing fantastic today. Today is going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an awesome day. It's going to be an ass-kicking day because you are all ass-kickers, and you're going to kick ass and take names. Now, enough of the ass comments. So, today's episode, we're going to talk about the silent enemy. I wonder, do you know what that is? Do you know what the silent enemy is? Hey, Heidi, good morning to you in New Zealand. Yesterday, I've told you guys that I do business consulting, and you know, because I'm an entrepreneur and it's something I love to do. It's something I'm very passionate about. I love the creative process. I think that's really what it is. I'm passionate about creating because I'm a big picture person. And so that puts me in, it puts me in flow. So I always love creating stuff. And right now I am doing consulting and working on launching projects in three, I'm working on four different projects, including post-institute stuff, in four different industries. So that's actually four projects in four different industries. So it always keeps me moving, and you know, every day is something new and some new challenge. Well, yesterday we finally pushed go on one of the projects I've been working on for the last 6 weeks. And literally, when I say press go, I mean like take the pause button off and turns green, and then the campaign is active and live. Well, within about probably less than an hour, this business had received like 40 calls, and the employees had gotten completely overwhelmed. And so I thought, well, let me drive across town and go over here and, you know, calm the ship. And so as I was pulling up, even the owner was calling. He was like, oh my gosh, man, you know, staffs, the employees are calling me. They're, you know, they're stressing out. And I'm like, well, I'm here. I was at the store. He did not come to the store. It's just the strangest thing, which, you know, ties into what I'm talking about this morning. And so I went in and, you know, I got them settled down a little bit. And then I actually ended up pausing the campaign, which is fine. And it goes back to that patience thing I've been working on. Ho, 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 ho. Looky there. Big Papa's practicing his patience, because I don't think last year I would have been quite as okay. But yesterday I was like, it's cool. I'll pause it. We'll regroup. Get you guys some additional support, and then we'll make this thing happen. But what it reminded me of is, because the main manager, he was stressed when I walked in, and he was like, oh, I've got one of my employees, so this is interesting, listen to this. He said, I've got one of my employees answering the phone full time. And I was like, oh, that's great. I said, as long as you don't have any customers in here. He's like, well, that's the problem. When do we not ever have any customers? There were no customers in the store. Isn't that interesting? So that goes back to that. Stress causes confusion, distorted thinking, and suppresses the short-term memory. So he's telling me, because there were only two of them there. So one of them is answering the phones full-time. This is, you know, of an hour. This is not all day. And he says it's a problem because there's always customers, but there were no customers in the store. So it was just interesting. And that brings me to the point. Your silent enemy, the silent enemy for all of us, is our freaking comfort zones. As long as you're in your comfort zone, you are not growing. And if you are not thriving and growing, you are merely surviving. And if you are merely surviving, you are dying. And this is, it applies in business, it applies in parenting, it applies in your personal life, It applies in your spiritual life. It applies in every area of your life. If you're operating in your comfort zone and you're doing the same thing day in and day out, you are doing nothing more than leading a very slow existence, which will eventually leave you feeling very, very sad and unhappy and bitter. Get out of your freaking comfort zone. Do something different. Break out of your comfort zone. Grow. Read a new book. Go to a class. Go to a different country. Go to a different freaking city. You know how many people I know who have not ever even ventured out of the state? Because I live in Oklahoma. I grew up here. Obviously, I've traveled all around the world. You know how many people have never even ventured out of the state? I mean, when I was growing up, the furthest we ever went was Texas, Killeen, Texas, to see my uncle. And we did that, you know, 3 or 4 times during the time I was growing up. But that was it. You know how many people never even leave the state? How many people just here in Oklahoma City never even leave the greater Oklahoma City metroplex area? You're just living in your comfort zone, and you can't get anywhere if you're doing that. You're not ever going to be able to reach your goals. You're not ever going to be able to reach your dreams. You're not ever going to be able to have breakthroughs with your children. For those of you who are struggling with your children and their behaviors, you can't have breakthroughs. It kind of goes back to what I was saying the other day. If you want to be somewhere different, you have to become someone different. And that means you have to break out of your comfort zone. When times get tough and when times are challenging, that is an opportunity for growth. That's not an opportunity for shrinking and going back and reverting and doing the same thing you've always done. Good morning, Kirsten, in the Netherlands. Good afternoon to you in the Netherlands. That's not an opportunity to just shrink back. That's an opportunity to dig in, get tough, hunker down, and fight. Fight, fight, fight. You might get tired, and that's okay. It's okay to lay in bed all day. It's okay to binge watch Netflix all day. It's okay to not want to do anything all day. But the next day, get your butt up and break out of that freaking comfort zone. I've got a painting in my room. It's a poster. And I think I've talked to you guys about this before, but it's this guy, he's went through all this trash, and he's walked up this ladder, up this wall, and so there's all this garbage and wrecked cars and stuff. And right at and written on the painted in graffiti on the wall is, it says, "The beginning is near." And he's standing at the top of this brick wall. I'm going to take a picture today if I remember. I've got a lot of stuff to do today because I head to Grand Junction tomorrow. But at the top of this brick wall, it's like this whole universe. So I'll snap a picture and try to post it. But it's "The beginning is near." And it's because that all that trash is the comfort zone. And life begins outside of your comfort zone. So get out of your comfort zone. Break free. Just do something different. Do one thing different today. Take one different route to work. Do you know how many people take the same route to work every single day? Good afternoon, Stefan, in the Netherlands. Every single day, the same freaking route to work. That would bore me to death. I think I would be depressed if I ever lived my life that way. Just yesterday, I just took a different route, just for the hell of it, because who knows what I might see? Who knows who I may run into? Who knows what random occurrence could change my life forever just by taking a different freaking route? Do something different. Don't keep doing the same thing in your life every single day and expecting a different outcome. That is the definition of insanity, and we live such insane lives. So break through, my good people, my little love bunnies, and know that Big Papa loves you, and I'm breaking through with you tomorrow on the road to Grand Junction, Colorado. I'll be at Kiln Coffee on Main Street, probably around 11:15. Gonna hang out with some of you amazing, magnificent parents and clinicians. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's about it. God bless you. I love you. Do something different. Break out of your comfort zone. See you tomorrow.